Some people have them in the spring. If you get your nutmeg and wrap it around your neck, you won't have as many.
All right, if you got some infection in your hand so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you say, my hand
is a swollen.
Okay. A bee stung me and my hand, a bee stung me yesterday and my hand did what?
It swelled up.
All right. If it's not infected, it probably won't
Won't bother you too much. But I'm scared of the bee stings now. They kill people. There's a man up here where this road folks going on to Clarksville. One road goes to Cleveland. And he got stung, but he got stung, they say, before. And he got stung again, and they started with him to the doctor, and they tell me he didn't get nowhere till he's dead. That was summer before last or summer before that. And they say that these bees on these, on where they've sprayed in their poison, they suck them and that their poison, and if they sting you, they put it in you and it kills you.
Well, now, when you get a blister, that liquid that forms under the skin is called what? In a blister now.
Bruised blood. Now, I have mashed my finger and I have hit my finger with a hammer, and just a black knot come under the skin. Well, I call that bruised blood, and a blister is caused from a burn, a scald, that get hot water on you.
And is that the same thing that comes under that blister?
No, there's water comes under that burnt blister.
Yeah.
Yes, and it'll puff up, and you can stick your needle in it, and that water will run out, just water.
Yeah. All right, in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say that you have a...
If you're shot.
If a bullet goes through your arm, a leg, or anything, that's a what?
Well, if it lodges in there, I don't know if it comes out. You've been shot, but it didn't lodge.
Okay, but now somebody got shot or stabbed, and you say that you got a doctor to look at the...
Look at them. And, well, I know the
place. What's the place called? You know, like, you get shot there and...
Well, I'd call it a hole. I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
But I'd imagine a pistol shot would make a hole in you. And a gunshot would make lots of places, I guess, because they've got powder and little shot. And the pistol shot has got one bullet. It's a bullet. It don't spat around like the gunshot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, now a kind of skinless growth in a wound, a skinless growth that's in a wound that's got to be burned out, what would you call that, or have you ever heard of anything like that?
I've heard of a person having a hurt place. And I've heard of them putting peroxide in it to bar the... Well, if it's infected, maybe...
Yeah, now when it's infected, now like when this wound doesn't heal.
Yes.
Okay, like when it doesn't heal. A white substance may form.
That's right.
Sometimes it has to be cut out, and then sometimes it has to be burned out.
That's right.
And what do you call this?
Well, proud flesh, or I would call it proud flesh. Now, back when I was growing up, old people burnt alum and put in there, and it would hurt. Ooh, it would hurt. But it would eat that up. It'd eat that up there. It would clear up, and it'd go to getting better.
But now, if you just got a little cut on your finger,